Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential. I'm your host, Austin Price. An exciting show tonight. Tennessee Edge James Pierce will be on the show. But before we get to James Pierce, let's bring in Will Crockett of the Volunteer Club. Exciting news as we announce a title sponsor for Vol Club Confidential, and that being KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Dr. Malone, Dr. Costa, fantastic dentistry, and we appreciate them being a part of the show.
Yeah, so we are thankful for them to kind of jump into this. We've been doing the show now for, you know, close to, I guess, 18 months, and we're really excited to have our first title sponsor.
Yeah, and if you just need cosmetic dentistry, if you need just a random, you know, teeth cleaning, or you need any type of dental work, give them a call. Visit their website, KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Not only is Knoxville Smiles important, but all local sponsors or even national sponsors are important to helping the brand of Tennessee athletics.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's something that a lot of people don't think about when they think of how they can be involved with the Volunteer Club and our players. A lot of times people think that, you know, they have to do a deal with a certain player, do something like that. But, you know, we have a lot of sponsors that, you know, can do a podcast. They can do one of our events. We have people that come and do just one-off things with us and players. So it's a great way if you own a local business, a national business, a statewide business, whatever it may be, we have a spot where, you know, you can get involved and work with us and the players as well.
Let's get to tonight's marquee attraction, that being Edge James Pierce.
What's up, JP?
How's it?
How you doing, man?
About good, yeah.
You?
James, this is what I've been looking forward to doing with you, man. I mean, like, if you had told me back when you were a recruit that I would be doing a long-form interview with you, I'd have told you you're crazy. Because when you were coming out of the recruiting process, it was hard to get three words out of you. And then all of a sudden, you get up there after that Virginia game, and you're like, and I'm like, wait, what happened to this guy? How much have you grown up in the last couple of years?
I would say I matured a lot, just understanding what comes with the game on and off the field.
What is it you like about football? When are you having your most fun?
Of course, when I'm winning and getting, like, just being around the guys, us bonding, and just, like, knowing one goal, just want to get better and be successful at something.
When you first got here, who kind of had an impact on you as far as kind of watching that player work, just kind of understanding, you know, whether it be on the practice field habits, off the practice field habits, those type of things?
For me, I say Hendo, like just him coming, like being up the road where I'm from. Like even before I got to campus, like I had ran into him, and just ever since that moment, like, you feel me, he been there, you feel me, and just watching, learning off the field, just the process and just growing.
North Carolina has been a very important state to Tennessee traditionally over the years. Just the last few years, you talk about yourself, you talk about Hendon, Jalen Wright. Then you look long term, it's Carl Pickens, Jay Graham. A lot of really talented players have come out of the Tar Heel State and have ended up here. What is it about North Carolina football that you think is really, really good?
I say everything about it. Like, it's some dogs come from that way. They keep us known as like the hoop state. But, like, I think we get off the court, too, on the field. I think we're known for basketball, but football wears that, too.
What do you feel like has made you the player you are at this point?
I'd probably say, like, just, like, everything that come with the game, the life lessons, what they teach you, the knowledge it give you, the swag it give you, everything that come with the game. I'd probably say that's made me the player.
Rodney Garner is one that coaches hard. I mean, he's on you guys, you know, because he wants what's best for you. How hard was that to adjust to coming in, and then what have you learned from him?
It wasn't that much hard of adjustment, just getting coached hard throughout, like, me playing sports growing up. But, like, just coming from him, a great, like, what he do, and just know it's coming from a good place, him pushing me, knowing that he want everything out of everybody around him, just because that's the way he carry himself. So just knowing that that's where it's coming from.
You go back to the recruiting process, and Tennessee kind of leaned on you and leaned on you all fall, and they were right there. But then there were some other schools that were trying to get you to not sign early and wait till that second signing period in February. But you decided to sign early and sign with Tennessee. What got Tennessee over the hump? What made you pull the trigger in December?
Just knowing what it was about. Like, I mean, me wanting to have a chance to, like, be a part of something big, and me actually being the reason that it could be big. And, like, I know that if you want to look at it, like, kind of deep a little bit, like, Coach Hype, he'd get the ball out, score fast. That give me other teams going to have to throw the ball, try to keep up, give me more chance to pass rush. So, then that's just – and then just me being a part of the process, growing, knowing what he want, and just me just watching them out the season, because I wasn't a big college fan. So, like, when I started picking up recruits and stuff, offers and stuff, I started watching it. And then just watching Coach Hype, him on off the field, me interacting with him in person, him on TV, I feel like I got the same guy. And he always kept it honest with me and straightforward.
What have you found since you've been here? I mean, that you're talking about what you saw as a recruit, but since you've been here to play for Coach Heupel and the staff, what have you found?
Yeah, everything solidified when I got here. Like, I'm speaking from going through that process and speaking to now. Like, everything solidified up until this moment. Even seeing it from, like, a distance, what he was telling me, what he wanted out of the program, even when it was up close and personal, it was on me to live up to that standard and be a guy. It was the same thing. It was the same thing, me meeting him. Like, just give him the knowledge in the gyms he was giving off, and just – and I knew it was the right fit for me.
You look here, and the season you just had was fantastic. I mean, you were dominant. Even when you didn't get home for sacks, you affected the play so many times. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your game?
I'd probably say, like you say, probably, like, just it's affectionate. I like to be a part of the game, have my hands on the game.
I would call it hell on wheels, because, I mean, you're coming off the edge, and, like, those poor tackles, sometimes they have no chance. And then when they throw extra help your way, then that's going to open things up for the guys on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, you have a chance to affect the play one way or the other, whether you're getting home or you're drawing so much attention that it, you know, allows one of the other teammates to get home.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pass rush move?
Favorite pass rush move?
Yeah.
I really feel like I know when I'm having fun, it's like when it gets super instinctive. Like I try to do the same thing every play, no matter what. Stance, get out of my stance. Start, get off. And then if he jumps it and it get instinctive, and, like, I just hit the move, I know I need to get inside, whatever move that takes to get inside, even if he got to come with me to get the quarterback. Like, he can hold me all the way there. Or, like, if he sit down low, tight set, It just what comes with it. I just say I like to be instinctive.
What was your favorite moment from the season?
It was a lot of good moments. It's kind of hard to say.
I was going to say pick six. I mean, like, let's take me through the pick six. You know, when you dropped into coverage, you know, showing the athleticism, and then when they threw your way, I mean, what were you thinking? And then kind of walk us through that play.
I was just dropping off, too. I know I had to get up under number one, and he was there all the way. He threw the ball before he could even get it out of his hands. And I just seen it. And just me calling interception all week, I was walking around calling interception all week. Yeah, I don't know why, but I was. Gabe Judy had told me something, and I felt like it stuck with me pretty well. He felt like he gave me the key to their offense, and I feel like it stuck with me too. Like, because, you know, he always dropping, but, like, yeah. I knew when it was my turn to drop, he was like, if you dropping, Coach Banks does a great job of putting us in the schemes that he think is going to be, and just trusting that and knowing if I was dropping, that's what I was going to get.
So you make the catch, and now you see green grass in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, what's going through your mind? When was the last time you scored a touchdown? High school?
That's the last time I scored a touchdown? Yeah. High school. Script sack touchdown.
Did you do that in the state championship game?
It was the one before.
The semifinals.
To get us the state championship game.
Gotcha. I remember it was late in the year.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like, though, to get in the end zone?
Oh, it was good. Like, I just seen green grass. It was go time. Caught the ball. I felt like I dropped it, then recaught it. That's what I want to say. I feel like I dropped it and recalled it. And I knew I couldn't let the moment pass me by.
Yeah, you only get so many options. Yeah. You remember Tyler had a couple of those taken away.
Yeah.
And then he finally got his moment there, you know, this year with finally got in the end zone.
Yeah.
So you get in the end zone. Now what's left to accomplish for you?
Like
as a player, as individually.
I feel like it only comes with winning. Like, you feel me? It's only so much you can't up, like you feel me, be proud of if you feel me, like, if you won and you did it while winning. Like, it's a lot of great things out there to do, great things to live up to. But when you're a winner, that's, I feel like, that's the biggest one of them all. Like, everything else gonna come. You work hard and you win, everything else will come.
You go into your junior year, one of the leaders on defense, the leader in the Leo room. What do you like about that room? When you look at you, Josh, Caleb, Sean Davion, you got Jordan Ross coming in. What do you like about that group?
I just say, like, starting from Coach Eck, like, you feel me, him rolling out the carpet the way he wanted, the way he want to run the room, the way he want us to learn, and the way he want us to see stuff, for, like, just us living up to that, coming there every day, dialed in, and want to learn and want to be a pro at just, you feel me, when we go out there in the field, we seeing it so we can just anticipate stuff and make plays. They living up to that, you know, working.
How does his personality rub off on you?
He got the energy. People call it, like, probably like juice ceiling, but, like, you feel me, your brother might wake up one day and might not have that extra step. You do, you feel me, you give it to him, you help him. And, like, him just feeding off that energy, and just, he always got it, no matter sunny, rain, he always got the energy.
Are you a big practice guy? Like, I mean, like, or is it, do you just like Saturdays? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you enjoy the grind of Monday through Friday?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people lie when they say, not even saying they lie, but I don't think you wake up every day and enjoy the grind Monday through Friday.
Sure, I get it.
But, like, just knowing what's on the other side of that fence, I think that what gets you through it. I think that will get you through it. But, like, I don't think you just wake up and enjoy it every day.
So when you are in the grind, what's your favorite part?
The favorite part?
Yeah, of the Monday through Friday. Is there a period you look forward to? Is there, part of the Leo room or the defensive team room that, you know, you look forward to? Like, what is it about that Monday through Friday that you do enjoy the most?
Like as, like, in the weight room or, like, practice?
Yeah.
I say probably on practice, just some clicking, like, it's just the whole defense. I feel like everybody just getting better. We get into the ball. Just, it'd be like the little things, like, probably, like, just something that I probably just like we probably, like, just dominating one day, and just probably in the weight room, just seeing guys, you feel me, moving weight and they're getting after it and just competing.
What are you like on the field? Are you a big talker? Do you talk much?
I feel like I'm both, but I'm not too big on, like, celebrating, like, after plays or just running it. But, like, I'll talk, but
if you know you're in a tackle's head and he's jumping off, he's false starting because he's trying to make sure he gets back there before you can get back past him. I mean, is that, do you get a little more talkative?
Nah.
No.
I feel like that's when you work more. You feel me? It's just like, he all by himself. I don't need to talk to him.
Mm-mm. So you just let the work speak for itself.
Yeah. After a while, you can talk. You can talk. It's cool to talk. But after a while, work going to be the last word.
If he's not talking, he's smiling. And we appreciate the great folks at KnoxvilleSmiles.com who sponsor the Vol Club Confidential podcast.
I'm Dr. Mike Costa, Malone & Costa Dentistry. You can find us at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. I'm standing here in front of a dental robot. We're one of two dentists in the state of Tennessee that utilizes cutting-edge technology. Do you have a broken tooth, a tooth that's in pain, or a denture that doesn't fit well? Maybe you're a little anxious? You can come in and we offer comprehensive sedation services and utilize this awesome technology to give you precise, accurate care. If you think this technology can help you, visit our website at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. I look forward to helping you.
All right, off the field, tell me about James Pierce. What do most people not know about JP?
I don't really know. I don't know what they know or what they don't know.
What do you enjoy? Like, you know, what are some extracurriculars that you do When football's not happening and you're not getting in the grind or playing on a Saturday, what do you like to do?
Probably like game, but what makes me happy most of all, probably just seeing other people around me happy. That, you feel me, that keep me going. And just like, I don't know, I'm really I wouldn't say a ball guy, but I'm one of the looking at the watch guys. Like, you feel me, like, all right, it's about that time again for the most part.
Big family guy?
Yeah, big family guy. That's what I meant by like seeing people around me happy and just making sure like, for like, everything will be good. And just like, it's always something out there to do, but like, it ain't that much to do. That's what I've been learning lately. So just probably gaming and seeing people around me happy.
When you get back to Charlotte, you get around the family, like, is there a go-to? Like, do you go to grandma's house for a meal? Mom make a certain thing? Do you have any routines when you get back over to Charlotte?
See my mom and then go see my dad and just be with family. Whoever comes around, like me and my family, like we pull up on each other like all the time, like just stop by, like, you feel me, not unannounced. That's just how we is. So
what do you do when it's hanging out with family time?
Just really kick it. Like me and my family, like we be up on each other, but just knowing like we all good. That's how we be up on each other. Like we go to grandma's house, grandma cook.
What she cook? Take me through that. If James is dictating the menu, what is she cooking?
If I'm dictating the menu, like, see, like my family, like they cook all dishes, so I would have my auntie cook these beans,
yep,
like that my great grandma used to make, and then how my grandma cooked the cabbage, and then my cousin, the chef, she make like all type of desserts. So yeah, and then for sure the go-to, like mac and cheese, yams, the regular for sure.
Now, one thing that most people don't know about James is James does not eat meat. Like,
nah, I actually started back lately.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I have. That's why it was really hard, because like lately I've been at school, so I really haven't, other than like the last past one, like the one that just passed, but other than that, I haven't been eating that much family meals together just because of my diet then. But like since I got to school, nutritionist kind of sort of talked me into.
Yeah, because when I say meat, I'm talking about, you know, beef, chicken.
Yeah.
You were a big fish guy.
Yeah, pescatarian. Yeah, I was pescatarian for a long time.
Yeah, he said that to me one day in the complex, and I was like, Google pescatarian, you know? Like, I know what the man. Favorite fish?
Catfish, and really salmon, though. Salmon, I can eat that all the time, salmon.
How do you like it prepared?
Oh, no. That's a great question.
You just like it?
Yeah, I like it. Nah, for sure.
What do you put with the rice?
Yeah, the rice or the mashed potatoes and asparagus. Mashed potatoes and asparagus go great with salmon any day.
You like skin in your mashed potatoes or no skin?
It can be skin in there. It can be like, yeah, it can be both. It can be baked or, you feel me, just homemade with the skin in there. And yeah.
I feel like people are getting to know James Pierce a little bit right now. This is good. If you weren't playing football, what sport would you be playing?
No football.
You have to take that off the table.
See, I feel like if I would have picked up the rock, the basketball, when I picked up the football, I'd probably have been pretty decent. But me, I don't know if I'll probably be doing sports. I don't know if I ain't play football.
What do you enjoy outside of sports then? Like, what do you have an interest? Do you like history? I mean, what do we got here?
I don't know. Probably like, I always told myself I was going to be a lawyer growing up, but I don't know what that was about for real. But like, yeah, I always told myself if I ain't go to the league, I was going to be a lawyer.
Do you argue a lot?
Nah, it wasn't even like about the arguing. It really wasn't about the arguing. It was just about like, it wasn't even about the arguing.
Jordan or LeBron? Who do we have as the GOAT?
Jordan or LeBron? Dang. I go LeBron though. I'm going LeBron. I don't know why I'm saying I'm going LeBron, but I'm going LeBron. My bad. I'm going LeBron.
Favorite football player too?
A guy that I watched a lot growing up was Cam Newton. Him being like in the city.
In Carolina, yeah.
Him being in Carolina.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then he came to a couple of my practices when I was younger and just...
made an impact on you.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself, I mean, let's face it, I mean, you know, a year from now, you know, James is likely going to be sitting on a, you know, or getting ready for the NFL draft. Do you see yourself wanting to give back like that? You know, go to a high school practice, you know, when, you know, when you're at that level, like wanting to like have an impact on kids that are younger than you, the way Cam had an impact on you.
Yeah, I feel like it's a I feel like, yeah, I would love to do that. I feel like I had it growing up, but I didn't have it as much. Like, he came, like, that was like when I was in Little League. But like growing up, like now, since like stuff, like I feel like just always having somebody, like, I wouldn't say it's a crutch, but like just always having somebody like that around, it forgets, like, you forget, like, how hard it is to get there just because, like, they do lend their stuff back. Like, that's sure. Cool, them coming back and, like, giving back. But, like, they always not going to be there, and it takes a lot to get where they at. Just because they coming back to show you, like, they can make it, I feel like it's cool having them there, but it also takes a lot to get where they at.
You wear 27. Al Wilson wore 27. Mm-hmm. That is such a big number for the history of Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you take pride in that, you know, from the brand standpoint? Kind of playing the same way he played.
I say, like, just seeing it, like, when I was freshman year, I want to say, like, they did, like, a retirement something for yep. it, and they put it right on the 30-yard line SEC logo.
It went to College Football Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah, and it was on the logo right there.
Yeah.
I want to say near 27-yard, somewhere in mm-hmm. between
27-yard
there.
27-yard line, yeah.
Yeah, and just seeing it on the field then and knowing I had it on and know what it stood for, and I'm the person on the field with it on, I just know that. Like, I had to wear it different. I had to carry it different. If I was going to touch the grass, although that already held myself up to a high standard, it was just like, I'm going to have this number on. When I touch the grass, this is how you're supposed to touch it. But, like, even though I already held myself up to a standard.
You ever had a conversation with him?
Yes, I have.
What was that like?
Basically, just don't take your foot off the gas. Keep going. Like, a lot come with it. A lot gonna come with it. And don't take your foot off the gas.
Do you see yourself being different from a leadership standpoint this fall? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think this past year you're just kind of more playmaker. You had Beasley and some of those guys that had the leadership kind of role on the defense. Do you see yourself being different this year?
Like, in what aspect?
Well, just being a little more vocal, being a little more of a, just being more of the vocal leader, you know, being someone that, you know, kind of climbs up in a younger guy if he ain't doing it the right way or holds other guys accountable.
Yeah, it's for sure. Like, you don't want to let your brother sit beside you, you feel me, and get the answer wrong and you got the answer for him. So I feel like that's always the case, you feel me, no matter where we at, off the field, on the field. Like, we gonna keep each other together. So I feel like that's bottom line. That's for everybody. Young guys see me, you feel me, out of line. Not saying that's as such, but I feel like we all should hold each other up to that capability.
Favorite moment, you talked about Little League football earlier. Favorite moment from that era of your football career? Like, I mean, is there a game, is there a hit, is there a play that sticks out from when you were 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, before you got to high school, that you're like, man, I love playing that day. You know what I mean? Like, just being out on the grass, being a kid, more just, it's just pure, right? Like, when you're that age. You have any moments that stick out?
Honestly, I say all of them, really. Like, just looking back on it now, especially. You probably asked me that and then, I'll probably have a favorite one. But now, looking back on now, like, every single play, like, we was really, like, I played with some guys. I say some guys. They some guys to me, you feel me? And, like, some of them now still playing at collegiate level, making plays, you feel me? going to the league. So I feel like I played with some guys then, and knowing, looking back at it now, just if I wasn't making a play, they was. Just like if I wasn't on the play, just looking back at it and seeing what I was actually seeing, and now I know the game to a different level. It was like, yeah, we was kids wilding.
How different is your body senior year to now going into your junior year? Like weight-wise, how much weight have you put on?
Oh, what? You remember what I weighed when I was on the circuit?
I thought it was like in like 180, 190,
nah,
right?
No. I wasn't that little. I was probably like 210. Like I could wake up one day 208, and probably senior year, one day I could wake up like 208. So just now me wearing 245, it's just like.
But you don't look 245, you know what I mean? Like you wear it well.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I don't know what that comes with, but. But that's what you.
Do you feel different? Can you see like it being a positive in your game having all this weight? Oh, yeah. And being able to keep your athleticism?
Yeah, I feel like it's a positive. But what comes with putting on weight, you got to make sure you're getting stronger. Like it's just putting on weight, but you can't have the same strength. Like you gotta match the weight you put on. You gotta be gaining them inches you gain in your weight. You gotta be gaining that in your gains in the weight room. Or, you feel me, you put on a lot of weight on stuff that can't hold it. So, I feel like when I was growing in that way, and just now playing powerful and know that, you feel me? Dang. Playing powerful and knowing that I can hold my own out there. Just starting from freshman year to junior year now.
So, when you go home and you go see your aunt or your grandma,
yeah,
do they go, what happened to my little James? Because, I'm sure they look up and go, you add 30 pounds to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a different look. And a lot of times that happens over the course of a winter or a summer, you know, when you get to college and those are breaks where you don't see the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's their reaction?
Well, you know how they be all checking up on you and be like, just like me changed. Like they be struck like, dang, like you really – put on all that weight, just grabbing on you, checking on you, and just that's how that went. And just like, dang, you're really getting big. My dad, like, yo, like, good Lord.
How do you envision next year going? Like, if championships are normal, but like, what dreams, goals do you have going into next year?
Like, in what aspect?
Just for you individually, like, you know, what kind of goals are you chasing out there next year?
I feel like once I said before, like I'm so serious about this. I feel like people be like making so much goals, but like circling their goals on their calendar every year and stuff like that. But it ain't solidified unless you won with it. And I feel like just winning, it gives you everything that you could even dream before. Like stuff that you can't even like say, oh, I never touched that. Like I won't ever even surpass that or be there. I feel like if you win it, you closer than what you think you is. So I feel like that's the first start.
So that's the biggest thing for you. Like, I mean, like it's easy to say, you know, winning matters most, but it really feels that way with you. Like if you had zero sacks and you beat Alabama, you'd be happy.
I wouldn't say I'd be happy. Well, I wouldn't I wouldn't even say I wouldn't be happy. I would be happy, but it would be how I got those zero sacks.
Yeah, if you altered the game.
Yeah, if I altered the game, yeah.
If you drew double teams all night and Josh Josephs or Tyree West or whoever on the other side end up making the plays, your impact's felt, even though it doesn't necessarily show up.
Yeah, like the image and all that doesn't matter. Like people that's watching that need to know, they know what they're watching. They know what they're looking at. So the people that need to know, they know. If you got to go to the paper and look, you feel me? They going to turn on the film. They don't lie. That's what Coach G always say. The Bible, the mirror, and the film don't lie.
He loves those quotes.
Yeah.
He loves Matlock, Andy Griffith. When I say those things, do you even know what that is? The TV shows in the 60s,
I do. 80s. Actually, I do know. I do know what Andy Griffith is. My grandma watched that. Matlock, is that cowboy?
No, Matlock's got Andy Griffith in it. It's just when he's older, he's a lawyer.
Oh,
in Georgia.
So it's the same thing. Oh, it's the same thing.
It's about 20 years later. He's a lawyer in Georgia. It's Andy Griffith's show. He plays Andy Taylor. But yeah, it's old black and white.
Yeah.
When it went color, it was not as good. Barney left the show.
Yeah.
I know, and you're not.
Yeah, my grandma still watched that probably to this day. Like, she probably rewatched the episodes. No faking. Like, go to grandma's house, she watching that. That's what I was watching for sure just a couple years ago, so I know she's still watching it.
So you know Aunt Bea and Opie?
I wasn't that locked in on it, but if that's the only thing going, you're going to watch it.
When I went to my grandma's house, she always had that Matlock on, Unsolved Mysteries, and all her, what she would call her stories, which is like the soap operas that come on at noon.
Yeah, and then that's when I know.
Some
days I used to stay at home at school, and it just feel like the stuff was repetitive, and it would actually be like scenes, and they'd be in the hospital all day or something like that.
And you're like, it's time to go back to school.
Like, yeah, like, no way, I should be at home.
Who's that one person that you can pick up the phone and call that no matter how long it's been since you've seen them, it doesn't feel like it's been that amount of time, right? Like, you know, it's just, you just fall right back into, you know, the friendship, all that. Is there that person for your life?
I really can't. I wouldn't say I can't think of one right now, but I feel like everybody that I kept close to me, like, I feel like we got some level of, like, if I pick up the phone, it's going to feel like that. It's going to feel like that for the most part. Like, most people that I keep close, like, we come to a level, like, in that aspect as you talking about, like, it's only a few people, of course, but that's the only few people that I feel like that's, like...
Are those the people you call when you get back to Charlotte? Like, you know, like, you want to, you know, hang out with your buddies?
Yeah, I feel like my guys, and that's... My guy, like, my friends, guys growing up in that standpoint, like, yeah, we all, like, some go our separate ways, like, you feel me? Some, like, in that standpoint, I feel like we go, like, our friends back home, like, some people just grow their separate ways, but just knowing where we came from and knowing that, like, it was love there, even though we went our different paths in that aspect. But, like, just, like, friends now, or, like, friends that did stay around, stuff like that. Because, like, as you get older, people say, like, friends come and go, you lose friends, stuff happens.
What are you most proud of? Not even on the field. It can be off the field in your growth.
To learn it, to learn the curve of it, like, just the way, the knowledge to be in different rooms and different situations and still be able to win and be not only just be able to win on the field, but off the field and be in different rooms and still can win in different parts of life and still win.
Favorite place on campus to go, not named the Anderson Training Center?
Then other than that, Neyland for sure. And then I say, don't tell a hype, but probably like the T-Rex.
Yeah, you like to go in there. You go in there basketball?
Huh?
Are you basketballing in there or what?
Yeah, don't tell a hype though. Yeah, sometimes when I do get a chance, I feel like it relates a lot to my position on the field.
Yeah, don't tell hype. Are you a Vol Walk guy or are you a running through the T guy? Which one's the best?
Vol Walk. And shout out to them guys on third downs, man. Yeah, them two the best.
You love the rabbits package? Is that when G yells rabbits, is that you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. And when he crossed my name off, that means it's time to go too. Any one of those two.
What one guy in the defensive line room or the Leo room do you think is poised to take a huge step next fall or this fall?
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Can I ask you who you think? I know you didn't interview about
you. Look at you turning it back on me. I don't mind. You know, I think it depends. Like, I think when you look at the defensive line room, it's easy to say Josh Josephs, mm-hmm. You know, because I think he's going to see added, you know, reps with, you know, Roman being gone. As far as the Leos, defensive line, I would go either David Hobbs or Tyree Weathersby. I think one of those two guys is going to really emerge, kind of like you went from James freshman year to James sophomore year. I think they have a chance to do that. They're interior guys more so than, you know, Leos, but, you know, that's where I would roll. You?
All them guys working super hard right now. All them guys got that game face on. They got their head down. But I'd probably say, I don't know, probably guy that I think that slept on, you ask me. I say Jason Jenkins. Jason Jenkins and probably Tyree West. Well, for sure, Jason Jenkins. I feel like Tyree West, too, of course. But, like, right there. I feel like
yeah, he came on at the end of last year.
Yeah, I feel like he's a slept on guy. I feel like he got everything the game need. He brings the energy to the game. I feel like I can give him some more tips on the swag, but you feel me? He bring the juice to the game. He he get after the ball. He want to be where that ball at all costs. So,
what one player on this team is most like James Pierce?
Most like me?
Yep.
In what aspect?
As player, off the field. Who do you look around and go, you know, that kind of reminds me of me?
I'd probably say Caleb Heron. Without some of the stuff he'd be doing, though. But Caleb Heron.
What's he been doing?
I don't know. That's between him.
I'm playing. Don't put any of that in there. I'm playing.
That's between him. But Caleb Heron, some of the stuff.
Do you think he's got a similar frame? It feels like, I've always said this since, you know, when he wasn't around Elijah, like he had that girlfriend down there at Riverdale, and he was at like 207. And then he got here, and he's putting on like a bunch of weight, much like you did.
Yeah.
It feels like he's kind of coming on. He's in the 230s now, and he feels like he's, you know, similar track as far as body frame.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, on the field, he reminds me of two a little bit, but I was saying just more overall. Like, that's probably the closest it gets to that. Yeah, but I like. He got his own path, his own way that's destined for him. But, like, just as an overall, that's probably the closest to get, just like us, him wanting to learn the way he came in, the way he attacked. Like, he worked hard to get where he at right now.
All right, last thing, we'll get you out of here. What's your path? Are you happy with your path at this point? And how do you continue down this path into, you know, top 10, top 5 pick a year from now?
Just learn something. You learn something every day. I feel like Joe said that a lot too, but like I think people is stand on how people treat that. Like I feel like if you can learn something every day that's actually you can put use in life, it'll keep you on the path that you want and the path that's for you.
Well, James, man, we appreciate the time, and this has been a nice kind of peel back the curtain and let everybody get to know you and kind of see how, you know, what makes you tick and what makes you operate.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming in.
For sure. No doubt. Appreciate you.